Sheikh Issa, who is the half-brother of UAE President Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, has been cleared of all charges of torture. But the judge presiding over the case has failed to give an explanation for the verdict. It was the first time that a member of the nation's ruling family had been put on trial, and the outcome has been questioned by several international observers. Ibrahim Al-Abed, general director of the Emirates News Agency, says the ruling is final.
The court has decided and that's all. So some people start talking about the decision. It's all too late because when the court takes a decision, nobody has the right to question.
Sheikh Issa's actions came to light last year when the U.S. television network ABC aired footage of him apparently torturing Afghani grain trader Mohammed Shapur, who is said to have cheated him in a business transaction. The man managed to survive the ordeal. Issa's lawyers never denied it was their client in the video, but they say he was drugged by two former business associates beforehand and wasn't aware of what was going on. Lebanese-American brothers Bassam and Ghassan Nabulsi, who publicized the footage, are accused of giving drugs to the sheikh in order to blackmail him. They denied the charges, but have been sentenced in absentia to 5 years in prison and fined nearly $3,000. Sheikh Issa's lawyer, Habib Amula, says the verdict represents the UAE's commitment to the rule of law. Critics, however, say the ruling highlights the UAE's disrespect for human rights. Before the judgment was handed down, Democratic Congressman James McGovern affirmed that the Arab nation's track record on human rights concerned him.
I think anybody who saw the tape that I saw, wherever the royal family was torturing this man from Afghanistan, I think gives you pause. At the end of the day, my hope is that the UAE will get its act together, you know, and punish people, no matter what their stature is, if they commit crimes. I do believe that that's something the United States should be urging.
The United States hasn't made an official comment on Sheikh Issa's trial, but McGovern says America is committed to promoting human rights in the Emirates.
And we're going to continue to expose human rights abuses in the UAE, and hopefully it'll result in some positive developments in the UAE, where people who commit crimes who are high up in the royal family or whether high up in the government will be held to account.
A security guard who was seen on video helping Sheikh Issa carry out his assault has also been acquitted, but a Syrian national has been given 1 year in jail for beating Shapur, and an Indian and a Palestinian have both been sentenced to 3 years for sodomizing him with a stick. The judge says the reasoning behind the verdicts will be published at a later date. Philip Walter Wellman for VOA News, Dubai.